in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But look in his eye, and you know he was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible and a canvas sack. The folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. Well, I got to walk it by myself. Well, if ever I could have thought that that man in black was soft or had any ill off his back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and I wasn't afraid. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Well, he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule. And my way of thinking it took a real fool, turned the other cheek to that lumberjack. Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. Yeah, he stood like a rock, a man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else. Since we had a part, I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermon ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yeah, and I don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, cause I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk that lonesome valley.